This is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. As part of our continuing series, Teenage Diaries, producer Joe Richman has been giving tape recorders to young people around the country to document their lives. Today, we meet Brina Goldfarb. In September, Brina left her hometown, Monroe, New York, to attend Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island. She kept an audio diary of her first semester. This is Brina's story.
My name is Brina Goldfarb, and I just turned 18. I come from a small town, a small, boring town. I don't really feel like I fit in Monroe. I think I've always been a bit of an oddball, but I've always grown up with the sense that there was a greater world out there, and I think that college represented to me, I think, a bit of escape.
Hey, what's up? What's your name?
Hey!
Brown's a small university. There are about 5,000 undergrads. I live in Keeney Quad in Everett Dorm. So it's the biggest freshman dorm on campus.
Hey, Brina.
Hi, I'm Bucky.
Hey, what did you do?
Hey, Bucky, I'm
Hi, nice to meet you.
The first day, I was so nervous. I walked into Keeney Quad, and there I picked up my room key. And then a whole bunch of people ended up congregating in the hallway. We all sat down, and I had a great time. We sat there for hours, just in the middle of the hallway. And just more and more people ended up coming by.
Do you guys know the song, Elderly Woman Behind the Counter?
Yeah! Yeah!
Oh, I love that song! Elderly Woman Behind the Counter, Small Town.
Yes.
I seem to recognize your face.
I have this weird sense that anybody I meet I might never see again, and also that somebody I meet could end up being my best friend for life, and I just don't know it yet. So I've been at college for 3 days now, and my daily routine is to get up at 8, stumble into the shower, stumbling into the shower at the same time as everybody else who has 9 o'clock classes is doing. Come in.
Yes, I am. I'm coming right now.
Oh, I have to go fast.
Hey, Marissa, how are you?
It's really raining.
Oh, it is? Uh-oh.
Shit.
It rains all the time in Providence.
Okay, what's done?
That's also been changed just till next Thursday. I mean, this Thursday. Your first draft.
My professor of my Introduction to Political Thought class is gorgeous. And I know that's like so incredibly anti-intellectual of me to think of it, but he's such an incredibly romantic figure. It's just like this brow and just like, he's very funny and he was brilliant. I was entranced through the entire lecture.
That right. It's a matter of it being just. That's exactly
it's a matter
what
of being just. Who decides what's just? I
a lot of people on my hall are in my political thought lecture.
Because I think that there has to be some definition of right.
I don't think so. I think the majority decides what the morals are.
And they blossom into these huge things in the hallway where we had these big debates on these pressing questions of morality and politics and the meaning of life.
It's exactly 12 o'clock midnight.
It's Friday night and I'm in my room and I just feel like, oh, I just feel terrible. Because, I don't know, but like, I want to be doing something Friday night. And it's like, I wanted things to change when I went to college. Like, I would have more fun here. And I'm not. And it's just like, is it my fault? Like, I just can't meet people the way other people do. I really don't understand. And this room has really become my home. Photographs, I tape some photographs on the walls, and my Matisse print, my Shakespeare calendar, my curtains, and I look over onto Emily's side and I see
Oh, she's got this picture of this woman with, it looks like, letter opener shoved through her face.
I think that I came into this whole roommate relationship with such high, high aspirations for what my roommate could be like. Come in. Hold on a second. Yana, she's not in. All right, want to leave a message on the door? All right.
So somebody was at the door, somebody for Emily.
Some guy she just wanted to hook up with or did hook up with or didn't hook up with but thought about, I don't know. She's met so many people, so many guys who just, like, fall all over her.
But there's a term at Brown, which is you're being sexiled if your roommate is excludes you from, you know, exiles you from your room for various reasons. And Emily's never done that. She's never, you know, been doing anything really bad, but she just brings in the entire male population of Brown into our room, and then she just lies down with them on the bench. She put her head on his chest. And, I mean, the quarterback of the football team was in here today when I came back from the library. And it bugs me, and I'm just going to have a talk with her because she's never doing anything really bad. But it just makes me feel very, very unwelcome in my room. Okay, I felt really good to get that out. Hi, Dad.
Hey, honey.
How are you?
Okay.
Good, good.
What's the big news?
The big news? Nothing much. I have to read a book by Tuesday. It's a medieval epic. I'm forgetting the name of the guy who wrote it. Oh, yeah, everything's been wonderful. And then you had a squirrel in the house? That's horrible. All right.
Are you getting enough sleep?
Yes, yes. Yes.
Okay.
All right, bye. It's Wednesday night. No, it's not Wednesday night, jeez. It's Monday night. And one very upsetting thing which happened over break, a student, Darren, committed suicide. I've seen him around campus. He works at Joe's, which is the snack bar, so he works at the, he worked at the cash register, and he wore this cape all the time, and, he didn't come home for the break, and his father calls, and, the police went into his room, and they found him there. He had hung himself. There are these bars on our, for the heating vents, and he raked something on them. I don't know, it's really too bad.
By the way, I just saw the Brown Derby's out in the street. They're doing something tonight, I think.
Where?
They're all dressed up. They're just heading out of Wayland.
Where? Wait, we're gonna go see them.
Yeah, we have to go see them.
I haven't met anybody yet home I'd really want to have a serious relationship with. I can picture myself going out on a, I don't know, on a date to some, or maybe just going for coffee with some ravishingly handsome character who, I don't know, challenges me to think in ways that I've never thought before. While he smokes his cigarettes, maybe he'd be a little bit egotistic, and that would be something that I wouldn't like about him, but he would be special. He would be different. But in a way, you know, deep down, I kind of wonder if it'll happen, you know. There are 1,400 people in my grade. There are 5,000 undergraduates at the university. There's got to be somebody.
I want you back.
Hey, Emily.
Hi.
How is work? One thing that's good is that I think I'm starting to understand Emily better.
I have to be, like, perfectly honest. In the beginning, I was, like, a little worried.
What were you worried about?
Because, like, you were, like, with all these guys, and I was like, oh, no, she's, like, so socially superior to me, and she's superior. Just gonna like she's gonna have like all these people, and I'm never gonna be able to get into my room. But like, I'm very happy to say that I was totally proved wrong in that.
Oh, this is the best part, right when it starts.
So, it's my last night here, first semester. But it's so weird because now it's like every place I look at on campus, there are memories attached to it now, when before it was all just a blur. I was talking about this with Alan, my next door neighbor. I was telling him how I have this vague memory of this tall guy helping me hang up my curtains the first day. But now I realize that he's Alan.
Unit six.
Unit six.
Unit six. The least getting it unit in the nation.
I think it was a good semester. I feel like my head is just bigger, like I've gained all this new knowledge, and it just felt like I've grown up a lot. I have to get everybody's phone numbers and stuff.
Don't forget about me when I'm gone.
Have a good vacation.
Bye, Jess. Have a fabulous.
While I was home, I had this weird sensation that college had never happened. And then I was very nervous about coming back to school. And then when I came back and I had, you know, my bags and I walked down the hallway, and Jessica came out of her room and she said, "Hey, Brina." And then Corinna was there, and I think Muggsy was home, and Court was home, and Lauren was home. And it just was this thing, like, all of a sudden I realized that, you know, as I was, you know, laughing at some joke, that I feel comfortable here. I can be me. I don't have to worry. Like, I really live here.
Our story was written and recorded by 18-year-old Brina Goldfarb and produced by Joe Richmond for our series Teenage Diaries.
What about the Joker?
I refuse to yield.
I refuse to yield.